The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to our big PP picks. Here's how we did last week. You guys are on heaters. I think you went undefeated the week before, too, or at least had winning weekends. You both went 2-0 last weekend.
I had no idea where I was. I forgot about that.
We all three took Oregon to cover. Thank you, Dan Lanning, for that last touchdown. They did cover the 14.5. And then you two took Washington. I took USC and, you know, inside the 10 twice. Thanks for that, Lincoln Riley.
USC 0-4 on the road.
Yes, they are. So I went 1-1. You guys 2-0. So season records now. You guys are tied at 19-13.
Hell yeah, brother.
And I am 17-15. So that's where we're at right now.
And our big, I know that's driving you crazy.
PP picks. It is. So this is the weekend. It all changes.
Okay.
We will start 12:30 on the C-Dub. A game I want to ask you about coming up in a bit, because you're going to be out tomorrow. I'm going to get your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon State at home. They're taking on San Jose State again, 12:30 on the C-Dub. The line on this game, Oregon State -3.
I don't like this matchup for my Beavs. The aerial attack of San Jose State, which I think is a top 15 passing attack in the nation. It's a little troubling if we don't get to their quarterback. I'm gonna pick my Beavs off of the bye. I'm gonna take Oregon State -3. This also could be a very good push number. We might have a, 19-13-1 situation.
Yeah, we've not had a push yet this year.
Not had a push. This feels like it could be a push number. This is a troubling game for me. The Beavs need to win this to be a bowl team this year, because they will beat Air Force. I'm gonna take my Beavs -3.
Okay.
I'm gonna trust that a bye week, getting some more impact players back on the defensive side from injury and the home field advantage, and it's going to be enough. I think it might start raining on Saturday. That would
be
the Beavers' favor as well.
Their mothers are mutters.
And I think they know if they have hopes of making a bowl, they have to have this game. All of that combined, a little bit of desperation, I think I will lay the 3.
Well, I'm not going to give them the kiss of death. I have no faith in their offense right now. I know they're coming off of a bye week. Their defense maybe is slightly improved because they're getting healthier, at least I would hope.
They can lose this game.
We don't know who their starting quarterback's going to be. They're going to announce it at some time, likely today after practice, I believe is what Trent Bray said earlier in the week. Their offense has literally disappeared. Now, San Jose State doesn't have the best defense in the world.
They're sixth in rush defense. They give about 147 yards a game.
And that's not great, but it's not terrible. And so they're not just going to be a sieve that you can turn around and hand it off the entire game. You're going to have something in the passing game in order to win this. And you could say that hurts San Jose State. That's fine. Oregon State can't throw the ball in good conditions. Now they're going to be able to throw it in rain.
Well, San Jose State's passing defense is actually better. They're fourth in their conference in the Mountain West.
That to me, I didn't know much about San Jose State. You started to raise this alarm a couple of weeks ago about it. Actually having a decent year.
It was the Coug game.
Yeah.
I was like, Cougs are going to stomp. I think I took San Jose State the number because it was
12. It was like 18. It was big. It was double-digit spread.
And I just took them out of that. I had no idea that, is it Ken Niumatalolo is coaching there?
Yeah.
No idea they were like an air raid system. And watching what they did against the Cougs at that point, my antennas were up because I had seen Oregon State. And I'm extremely worried about this. I'm doing this out of solidarity more than I am like
totally
confidence.
Get it. They're a different team at home. I get that. I picked them a handful of times at home. This week, I'm concerned. I hope they prove me wrong. I'm taking San Jose State. Next one up, we got a 4 o'clock game right here on the Fan. You can see it on the Big Ten Network. We don't need to break this one down too much. Oregon at home against Maryland. The line in this game, 24.5.
Mm. Yeah, this is really like, are you your tortoise in the hare theory here, Lanning?
Rah.
Are you going to finish the race?
Rah.
I'm going to take Maryland plus the 24 and a half.
It's got backdoor written all over
it. Feels like Scott this Van finishes Pelt, a 24 point victory.
All right, Juan Dixon, Steve Blake, CJ Wilcox,
Lonnie Baxter.
The Ducks have been covering
Gary
big
Williams.
Spreads most of the season. I'm going to lay the wood.
Tonga Vailoa.
Yeah, I mean, they've gotten better covering the number early in the year. Obviously, big numbers they didn't cover.
Maryland's defense cannot do anything against them.
Backdoor cover, you tell me. Oregon doesn't score points in the second half, so I wouldn't be shocked by that.
When does Lanning start putting twos and threes in?
Talk about the weather. Maryland's offense is throwing the football.
Steve Francis.
Yeah, Blazer legend Steve Francis.
Franchise.
But I, too, will take Oregon. I think they win the game 38-10, is what, you know, somewhere around that range.
Lynn Bias.
R.I.P.
Gravis Vasquez.
Next up, 4:30 or 5 o'clock, I can't remember, on the Peacock. We got a Peacock game this week. It's a whiteout game in Penn State.
It's 5 John o'clock. Lucas.
5 o'clock.
I own it all.
James Franklin owns it all. The Wizard, one of my favorite Blazers of all time.
Maryland, Joe Smith. Dude, Maryland stacked.
Incredible basketball history there.
What happened to them?
I don't know.
Bud Williams.
Went to the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Jeremy Grant.
Washington on the road at Penn State. The line in this game, Penn State minus 13 and a half at home.
Just naming players. What's the line?
13 and a half, Penn State.
I don't like this line for the Huskies. The Huskies just won. I'm taking Penn State. Has bounced back pissed off all over it. I think Penn State can show out in these games. And so I think they kind of need to as well. I think Franklin really wants to send a message to the fans. Calm down. One loss team. Not that this does a whole lot for them. Also, Huskies on the road.
Suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They have not won away from Husky Stadium all season.
They should have covered the Indiana number. And Indiana played crappy, and they still couldn't do that.
With a backup quarterback.
I'm taking Penn State here.
I will take Penn State to beat them by two tutties.
Yeah, I will not take Washington to cover a number on the road the rest of the year. They're terrible on the road, especially when they have to travel. It doesn't really matter who they're playing. I don't know if, you know, Penn State, Iowa, Indiana, pick your poison. They got smoked in Iowa. They didn't cover the number against a backup quarterback in Indiana, and I took them to cover the number that week.
Mm-hmm.
They're a horrible team on the road, but it's an easy pick for me. I'll take Penn State. Last but not least, 7:30 Saturday night, again on the C-Dub. The Cougs getting a lot of night game treatment this year. Your Beavs are taking the daytime slots. They are at home against Utah State, and the line in this game is 20.5.
I'm going to bite. I'm going to take a big number here. The Cougs are in the playoff ranking. They're number 21 in the country. I think they're feeling good about themselves. Utah State sucks. Now, what was the game the Cougs just had a couple weeks ago?
San Diego State?
Yeah.
And they were down there and
they struggled.
Probably should have lost that game.
I'm still, this is a home game. Utah State's coming to them. I'm going to take the Cougs here. I think Utah State is terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, Utah State is not fun. Washington State could score 70.
This could be the Hawaii game 2.0.
Yeah.
That was, 42-10 or something?
Something like that. Wazoo could score 70 in this one, I think, if they want to. The question is, can they keep Utah State down below 25?
By the way, Florida Gator fan checking in to the Florida announcement they're keeping Napier. Florida Gator fan, this is worse than if Kamala would have won. We're not a serious program.
Okay. Ouch.
I'll lay that big number.
Yeah, I'm going to – look, Utah State's not a good football team in the least. I'm going to take – that's just a lot of points. Washington State hasn't done that to many teams all – I mean, have they beaten anybody by
– Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. Touche.
That was 2 weeks ago.
We mentioned the San Diego State game at home – or, excuse me, on the road. The San Jose
Portland
State game at home.
By 40.
That doesn't count, but I'm talking
Texas
about
– Texas Tech by 21.
The Texas Tech win
Texas
was
Tech
good.
Is their – I mean, outside God, of Washington, that was their best win of the year. Yeah. And Texas Tech has turned into a good team. That's just a lot of points, man. Utah State's defense is horrendous, so the Cougs could absolutely shred them. But they're also scoring like 30 in almost every game. They're moving the ball a little bit.
Coug defense struggles to tackle.
Their last loss was in New Mexico, 50-45. So, they can move it a little bit. I think they lose by 20 just by the hair of their chinny chin chin. Mm. I'm going to go Utah State to cover. It. We got a lot of differing picks this week.
We do.
They call this Separation Saturday in the Big PP.
Now, Swag, who did you go with, Oregon State? Did you go with the Beavs or San Jose?
I was the only one who took San Jose State.
So me and you went Beavs. We went Huskies. We went Maryland. And
He's got Oregon.
I got Oregon.
So you guys got a differing pick, and that's your only different
pick.
Who
did you go with in that game?
I took Oregon.
Okay. And so I'm separated on that, and then we both went Cougs.
We all three at Penn State. That's the only game we all have.
First place mindsets here.
Yeah, well.
And then I'll separate from you because you're an idiot.
Until Saturday. Yeah. Here comes the big pee-pee. Look out.